சகனாபவது சகனௌ புனக்து சக வீரியம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்ருஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
Today I will give you a summary of Bhrguvalli. This Bhrguvalli is a final chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. The entire Upanishad teaching is Brahma Vidya. This Brahma Vidya has been already given in Brahmananda Valli. In this Bhrguvalli, third chapter, there are certain important sadhanas, incidental topics were given in this Bhrguvalli. What are those topics? We can divide those topics into three. First topic is Brahma Jnana Sakshat Sadhanam. Brahma Jnana Sakshat Sadhanam. In English, the direct means of Brahma Jnanam, self-knowledge. First topic is the direct means of Brahma Jnanam or self-knowledge. Sadhanam means sadhanam. Second topic is Brahma Jnana Sahakari Sadhanani. Brahma Jnana Sahakari Sadhanani. Brahma Jnana means Brahma Jnana Prapyartham Sahakari Sadhanani. Brahma Jnana Prapyartham சகாரி சாதனானி. சாட்சாத் சாதனானி மீன்ஸ் டைரக்ட், சககாரி மீன்ஸ் இன்டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ். செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் பிரம்மஜானம் ஆர் சினனிம்ஸ். ஆத்மஜானம் பிரம்மஜானம் ஆர் சினனிம்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் த செகண்ட் டாபிக். சககாரி மீன்ஸ் சப்போர்ட்டிவ் உன்னர், supportive owner. Sakshat means direct, mukhya sadhanani. Sahakari means supportive, parampara sadhanani. In Sanskrit we can call it as parampara sadhanani or arat upakarakam owner. Indirect benefit we get by some disciplines. The third topic is jnana phalam, result or benefit of this Brahma Jnanam, self-knowledge. So this Valli is also in prose form only. There are totally 10 Anuvakas. Anuvaka means a portion, a paragraph. We can call it as a paragraph, Anuvaka. In these 10 Anuvakas, the disciplines are given as a means of knowledge, disciplines. First two topics are talking about disciplines, direct disciplines and indirect disciplines to be followed to attain liberation or jivan mukti. Now we will see briefly each topic, these three portions. So, Jnana Sadhanani and Jnana Phalam is the main essence of this Valli. First topic, that is Jnana Sakshat Sadhanani. Jnana Prapyartham Sakshat Sadhanani. What are they? From first Anuvaka to sixth Anuvaka. First Sadhanam is, Sakshat Sadhanam is, enquiry into Brahman. as a direct means of knowledge. Enquiry into Brahman as a direct means of knowledge is the first direct means. Sakshat sadhanam. Here, enquiry means what? Tapas. Tapasa brahma vijignasasva tapas. Tapas is called enquiry. Enquiry in the form of tapas. Tapas should be done only with the help of a guru and shastra. How one should do enquiry? One should do enquiry or analysis or vichara with the help of a guru and shastra. Vichara chakshuhu anartha. Chakshuhu means analysis, eye of analysis. Vichara chakshuhu. Vichara chakshuhu means eye of analysis. Eye means which eye? Evayi eye. Not eye. Evayi eye. Chakshuhu annangada. Appo evayi thane varano. So vichara chakshuhu, eye of analysis. So Vedanta Mimamsa anartham. Vichara chakshuhu means Vedanta Mimamsa. Why we insist guru and shastra? An independent enquiry without shastra and guru's help, that is inadequate anartham. That independent enquiry parampara, tradition will never accept. Anybody says, I am very highly intelligent person. I need not study shastra. I need not go to teacher. I can do analysis on my own. If anyone says, ruled out. That person's statements, that person's writings, all are ruled out. Our people never look into that. Once we use the word enquiry, means we bring the guru and shastra. Shastrajnopi brahmanveshanam swatantrena na kuryatanar. Shastrajnopi, he may be well versed in all shastras. Well versed means mantra pathanam. He may be well versed. But brahmanveshanam, enquiry into Brahman, analysis into Brahman, swatantrena, independently, na kuryat, should not be done. Shastrajnopi, brahmanveshanam, swatantrena, na kuryat. Why you have to go to class and the teacher cholla enakku theriyada enna? Some people say that should not be the idea or attitude to a mumukshu. Therefore, our shastra recommend guru, very, very significant role guru plays in our tradition. Both are absent. Suppose shastra is absent, guru is absent, it is not enquiry at all. It is not a enquiry. If anybody is doing enquiry on their own, it is not enquiry, then what it is? No? It is a speculation. It is a speculation. It will never come under enquiry. So the importance of guru is indicated by what here, introducing the Varuna. Guru, Varuna is the guru here. Upanishad is highlighting the importance of the guru by indicating here, in introducing the guru. Who is guru? Varuna. Who is the Shishya? Bhrugu. Shishya Bhrugu is introduced here, Samvada. Varuna Bhrugu Samvada Rupena. The guru's importance is highlighted here. So, the enquiry, first we have to learn from the teacher with the help of Shastra. Shastra is like a mirror. The guru helps you how to look into Shastra. Just as you have a mirror in front of you. Mirror is there, but you cannot see your face. Just mirror is there in front of you. What you have to do? You have to open your eyes, you know. Mirror is there, but how can you see your face without opening your eyes? You have to open your eyes, then only you can see the mirror. So opening your eyes is also important, mirror is also important. Therefore, your vichakshana buddhi also required, however much great the teacher, however much great the shastra. If you don't have some viveka vairagyam, shamadamadi shatka sampatti, shastra cannot help you. That is said in one shloka. Yasya nasti swayam prajna. Yasya nasti swayam prajna means who is not having his own discriminative capacity, minimum. What is real, what is unreal, what is this world, where from I am coming? Kastvam koham kuta ayataha kame janani kome tataha. Simple enquiry, this type of questions. Yasya nasti swayam prajna. Shastram tasya karoti kim. To such a person, shastra can do what? Shastasya shastram karoti kim. Tasya shastram karoti kim. Yasya nasti swayam prajna. Shastram is available, but it is not giving benefit to all people because they are not having kuncha swayam prajna, buddhi. Just as lochanabhyam vihinasya darpana kim karishyati. Lochanabhyam vihinasya. If I don't have eyes, darpana, mirror, what can it do? Kim karishyati. What is the benefit of darpana? If I don't have eyes, darpanam is useless. Lochanabhyam vihinasya darpana kim karishyati. Similarly, yasya nasti swayam prajna, shastram tasya karoti kimna. So unless you open your eyes, you cannot see your face in the mirror. Unless you look into the shastra with the help of guru, shastra also cannot give you benefit. So you should know how to study shastra from a teacher. So this importance we can note. Guru gives two indications here to do enquiry. Now, Varuna gives two indications, sakshat sadhana. He gives to Bhrigu. What are those direct means? He says, Brahma upalabdhi dwaram, he presents. Where Brahman is available, upalabdhi dwaram means that entrance gates are available. They are all dwaram, gateways. Gateways, upalabdhi means gateways. Upalabdhi dwara means gateways. If you go through those gateways, you get Brahman. What are those gateways? Annam, pranam, chakshu, shrotram, mano, vachamiti. Through Annamaya Kosha. Annamaya Kosha is the available point for Brahman. Through Annamaya Kosha you can recognize. Through sense organs you can recognize. Through prana you can recognize. Through mind you can recognize. Mind is not atma, prana is not atma, physical body is not atma, but they are all available upalabdhisthanam. Brahma upalabdhi dwarani, he presents. For that guru also gives in Brahma lakshanam. Yatova imani bhutani jayante. That Brahman who is available in this body mind complex, what is the lakshanam of Brahman? Second, sakshat sadhanam, to understand the swarupam of the Brahman. How Brahman is available in this body? He says, Yatova imani bhutani jayante. From which Brahman all beings are born, my dear son Bhrigu. All beings are born from whom? That is Brahman. Yatova imani bhutani jayante. Yena jatani jivanti. Because of whom all these beings are sustained. Yat prayanta bhisamvishanti. Into whom all beings merge. That is Brahman. A Bhrigu, understand. So this enquiry is conducted into in a different way. This is the method. Panchakosha Vivekaha. Panchakosha Viveka Arundhati Darshana Nyayavat. Panchakosha Vivekaha. From the grossest annam to the subtlest ananda, one has to travel. Annamayam, annam brahme divya janat. First annamaya, gross body, you have to study thoroughly. Where from this gross body is coming? Then come, go deeper to prana. No, this body is not Brahman. Prana is Brahman. Pranam brahme divya janat. Then negate prana also. Go to manomaya kosha. Manomaya atma, mana atma iti chintanam krutva krutva manomayaha iti nischayam kurmaha. Manomaya, mana atma is not correct. It is manomayaha, it is vikaram. Mana vikaram, therefore Brahman is vikara rahitam. Therefore mind cannot be Brahman. This is an inquiry. So whatever is savikaram is not Brahman. Whatever is undergoing modification cannot be Brahman, because Brahman is nirvikaram. So this body cannot be Brahman because body undergoing change. Prana cannot be Brahman, prana undergoing a change. Mind cannot be Brahman because mind also undergoing a change. Vijnanam brahmeti, that also cannot be Brahman because it is also undergoing a change. Then ananda brahmeti, no, ananda also fluctuating. Vishayananda, anubhava ananda cannot be Brahman, that is also ananda mayam. Then what is ananda? Sat chit anandam brahma. Nirvikaram swarupa anandam brahma you arrive at finally by negating all the five koshas. This is the direct means. Sakshat sadhanam, this inquiry. So original ananda is sat, original ananda is chit, original ananda is anantaha. With this first part of Bhrugavalli over, jnana sakshat sadhanani over. Then comes the second topic, second part. Parampara sadhanani, sahakari sadhanani. Jnana prapyartham sahakari sadhanani, supportive means. Just as the seed is assisted by water. Water is not the main cause for sprouting. Water is not the main cause to get fruits. What is the main cause for to get the fruit, mango fruit? Mango seed. Seed is the main cause. Water is the supportive cause. Without water also it cannot grow. But main cause is seed. Water is supportive cause. Like that. Now supportive causes are, bijam alone can produce the fruit. Similarly, that mukhyam enquiry, Brahman enquiry alone give jnana phalam. Now, vichara or enquiry compared to a bijam. Vicharam compared to a bijam. Now, here, sahakari sadhanani are like water. You are giving water like that. Karma yoga is an auxiliary sadhanam. Karma yoga is an auxiliary sadhanam. In this karma list, several disciplines are given here. Upanishad gives several disciplines. One is karma yoga. Number two is upasana. Upasana is another sahakari sadhanam. Karma yoga is also another sahakari sadhanam. From 7th anuvaka onwards up to 10th anuvaka. 10th also in the middle portion, up to middle portion. Up to there sahakari sadhanani. What are those sahakari sadhanani? Let us see. Karma yoga includes certain attitude. Attitude, sadbhavana. Proper attitude is a a type of sahakari sadhanam, proper attitude. Then number 2 is satkarmani, proper action, proper attitude, proper action. Proper attitude towards what? Annam. Proper attitude towards annam. It is a stepping stone for spiritual life. Proper attitude towards annam, food, is a stepping stone for spiritual life. Where is the connection? Where is Brahma Jnanam? Where is annam? This comes under Karma Yoga, you see. Annam na nindyat, don't criticize the food. Annam na parishakshita, don't leave the food, waste the food. Annam bahukurvita tadvratam, may you prepare lot of annam, prepare plenty of food, is also a value, attitude you have to develop. Then annadanam, give plenty of annam, you get lot of annam. With what attitude you give, with that attitude only you will get. Clear? With what attitude you give, how much you give, what type of food you give, that type of food you get, with that attitude only you get, that much only you get. That is that Atithi Devo Bhavanar. You have to feed the Atithi. Atithi Panchamaha Yajnam. It's like called Manushya Yajnana. Service to humanity. This is one sadhana. Next supportive sadhana is in the form of Upasana. Four groups of Upasanas were given here. Four groups. What are they? Virad Upasana, first one, Virad Upasana. Now you see this Karma Kanda of Veda, Upasana Kanda of Veda relevant for Jnana Kanda. Without Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, Jnana Kanda is not possible. That's why first Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda comes under religion. Jnana Kanda comes under philosophy. Philosophy is not possible without religion. Religion is incomplete without philosophy. Clear? So, Jnana Kanda is like a philosophy. Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda are like a religion. Like religion and religion only. So that it is a stepping stone. We should not end up in religion alone, Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda, but one has to culminate into Jnana Kanda. This Virad Upasana, meditation upon the entire creation. Meditation upon the entire creation as the body of the Lord. Virat means a body of the Lord is what? The entire creation is the body of the Lord. The three pairs of things we have taken here. In this Virad Upasana, three pairs. What are those three pairs? And the first pair is body and prana, vital energy. Both are interdependent. Anna annada sambandha, pratishtha pratishthita sambandha. First pair is physical body and prana. Second pair is fire and water. Fire and water. Both are interdependent. Third pair is Prithivi and Akasha, Earth and Space. Earth and Space, Anna Annada Sambandha. Supporter and Supported Relation, Anna Annada Sambandha. Then the whole cosmos is like one cosmic organism. Since we have all organs, it's called organs. Wherever there are organs, it's called organism. So the entire universe has got many, many organs. So entire cosmic organism, it is called. We have to look at it as what? Lord. You have to meditate upon the creation as Lord. What is there in the creation? Water, fire, body, prana. space, all earth, all these are there. Look at them as Bhagavan, the Upasana. The next Upasana is, if you do Sakamataya, you will get material benefits. If you do Nishkamataya, you will get spiritual benefits. So Upasana can be done. If you do Upasana, that Upasana, it gives material benefit. If you do Sakamataya, with the intention of getting some material benefits. No, I don't want any material benefits. And still you get benefit because of that Upasana. What benefit? And spiritual benefit. What is the spiritual benefit? Chitta Shuddhi, purification of the mind. Jnana Yogyata, qualification. And that means you like to listen to Taittiriya Upanishad. You love to attend Gita class, you love to attend Upanishad class, you love to listen more and more. That itself is a spiritual punyam. So you require a spiritual punyam to study Vedanta. All people cannot love this scriptural study because they don't have spiritual punyam. Those who have spiritual punyam only can come to the class, can attend and listen and understand. Adivere. Understand. Then second upasana is adhyatmika upasana. That is, Lord is invoked on various parts of our own body. The Lord is invoked on various parts of our own body. Meditation on five sense organs of action, meditation on five sense organs of knowledge, meditation on five pranas, Kshema iti vachi, yoga kshema iti prana panayoho, haste karmayoho, gatiriti padayoho. So all these you have to meditate upon. See, where is the time for us, you know? If you do meditation, where is the question of boredom? Every minute is like a puja, no? Sashtangam pranatis pusdir bahuvidha yetas samastam mayana. So, wherever I move, whatever I do is like a puja Bhagavan. Yadyat karma karomi tatta dakhilam shambho tava aradhanam. See, this is called attitude. Attitude and bhavana. Sat bhavana sat karmani. The karma when I am doing, bhavana is what? This is Ishvara karma bhavana. So your entire life will become what? Puja. You need not feel bad, I am not doing puja today. That is really LKG, UKG madri. Every step of my action, every moment of my action is a puja. Like that you have to transform. Virad puja. And the body you have to meditate. First, what upasana? 100, entire creation is the Ishvara. Now, on your own body. Therefore, don't criticize your body. Don't criticize your body. Don't look down upon your body. Take care of your body. Sarira madhyam khalu dharma sadhanam. Moksha purushartha, how can I get? Through the body only. So, respect this body. That's why our people decorate the body. Lot of ornaments, flowers, vibhuti, chandan, so many we put. And nice sari, nice dress, dhoti, all this we wear. So many ornaments, wear, nothing wrong in that. I am doing alankarana to that Lord only. So we never look down upon any alankarana. Very good also. Mahalakshmi madri nalla alankaram pannikalam, dharalama pannikalam. You can wear pattu sari also, nothing wrong in that. Bhavana is very important. Then the third one is, this is adhyatmik, means our own body. Then adhidaivam upasana, various forces existing in the nature, that is adhidaivikam. Nakshatrani, vidyutu, frushti, pashu, all these connected with agriculture, no? What are all connected to agriculture? No? Water, sun, rain, Sun, when the sun is so bright, when summer sun only take more water in the vapor form, and he only produce lot of vrishti. That vrishti, because of vrishti, vrishti means rain. Because of rain only you get plenty of annam. Because of plenty of annam, grass or grains, cattle can prosper. Lot of cattle, pasu sampada can come. Then pasu sampada is there, lot of milk is available. Lot of food is available for human beings there. So therefore, invoke this adhidaivikam forces there. Sun, lightning. Lightning is also very important. Lightning is also important. Rain is important. Sun is important. Moon is important. These are all come under adhidaivam. That's why our people worship what? Sun, moon, earth, waters, what not? What we are not worshipping, tell me. We worship everything. Because nothing is separated from the God. I cannot see anything other than God. That's why in this country, secularism cannot survive. Everything is sacred. Secularism means what? Sacred things, Bhagavan is separate. Non-sacred is called secular. Non-sacred. How can I see non-sacred anything in this creation? That's why for us everywhere, Bhagavan. This is another upasana. If you meditate on Akasha, Akasha is very closer to Atma in subtlety. So, Akasha Dhyanam, Mettaveli Dhyanam, Akasha Dhyanam is recommended because Atma is Akhandaha, Asangaha. Akasha is also Akhandaha, Asangaha. Akhandaha means you cannot destroy the Akasha, you cannot break the Akasha because it is very, very subtle, it is not available, it is uncuttable. Uncuttable, very, very subtle. Akhandaha. And Akasha is more pervasive. Atma is more pervasive. So many features of Akasha are very close to Atma. So Akasha Dhyanam helps a person to make the intellect more subtler and subtler and subtler, so that the subtlest Atma he can grasp. This is called preparation, acclimatization of one's own intellect towards subtle objects. Generally, human beings, we are all very much attracted to body. Physical body taking care of only our whole time we are spending. Where is the question of prana, mind and all? Now you have to overcome this prana, even mind, intellect. Further you have to travel and you have to grasp. That much subtle intellect you require. So therefore, grass-minded people cannot understand Brahman. Subtlest mind is required. Sharp, subtle mind is required. Sukshma buddhi. Sukshma buddhi agriyana. Like a pointed mind. No? Very, very pointed mind. Very much have concentration, ekagrata anar. Adhikadi middle pasi thookam idella vandudum idella illamile you have to be attentive. Therefore all these upasanas are very, very important. Brahman is subtle, therefore Akasha is very close at. Akasha is not Brahman. Why? Akasha is born. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutah. Atma is birthless ajaha, but akasha is jaha. It has birth. Therefore, pervasiveness, akhandaha and asangaha, unattached. But they are similar, common. But what is uncommon feature? In one, akasha is having birth. And atma is having, not having birth, birthless. So with this second portion topic also over. These are all sahakari sadhanani. For what? For what na? To attain liberation, brahma jnanam. Now third topic is jnana phalam, jivan mukti. Videha mukti topic is not dealt here. Videha mukti defined as punarjanma rahityam. Videha mukti said in other Upanishads, but here jivan mukti topic alone is highlighted. Sayaschayam purushe yaschasavadityye, from there onwards jivan mukti portion or jnana phalam. Mukti presented in four different forms. What is that phalam? First one is panchakosha abhimana dhyagaha. Attachment towards panchakoshas, abhimana, anuragam. So first benefit is jnanam, is you will be free from the panchakosha abhimana. You lose the abhimana, but you never have any dvesha towards panchakosha. You know their limitation, you use them, you make use of those panchakosha in better way. Okay? And better way you use them and as instrument, and you know their limitation, you keep the panchakosha at its own place. You don't give utmost important that which obstructs you for liberation. So this is the panchakosha abhimana tyagaha. Vadam mele varipa abhimana irukkadu, romba possessive, too much body care, pall care, hair care, idu madri ella kediyadu, skin care, all this care. We people are interested in what care? Atma. Atma care center. Pall care center, hair care centers ella irukkillaya. இப்போ வந்து என்ன சென்டர் என்ன? ஆத்மா கேர் சென்டர், டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் மை ஓன் இன்னர் ஸ்வரூபம், தட் ஹூச் கிவ்ஸ் ரியல் பிஹெச்எஸ். ஸோ இன் பஞ்சகோஷாஸ் தேர் எவர் இன்செக்யூர், தேர் எவர் இன்செக்யூர். தேர் இஸ் வாட் ஷட் விகார அஸ்தி, ஜாயத்தை வர்த்தத்தை விபரிணமத்தை அபக்ஷயத்தை வினஷ்யத்தை. வேர்ஆஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் நெவர் இன்செக்யூர். Panchakosha's body mind complex is ever insecure. I, the Atma self, is never insecure. I am ever secure. What I am? OC. OC, I am ever secure. I need not depend, I need not rely upon anybody for my security. What do you need more than this? This is called freedom. Number two, abhaya prapti phalam. Freedom from fear. Fear of old age, fear of death, fear of so many things in the life. Abhayam means bhaya rahitam. Abhayam pratishtham vindate adhaso bhayangato bhavati. If I see duality, there is a fear. If I understand ekam brahma advitiyam brahma aham asmi, that is called abhaya prapti. Then number three, asangatva prapti. No attachment towards this anatma, shariram, flesh, blood and bones. No abhimana. So I know sangha. Asangatva prapti. This is number three. Number four, sarvatma bhava. Sarvatma bhava. I look upon everything as atma. That bhavana comes. So now if I have attachment towards all beings, entire creation, I am a Ishvara. If I love everyone, everything in this creation, I am a Ishvara. Because Ishvara loves everyone, everything, I am a Ishvara. If I don't have any attachment with anything in this universe, I am Brahman. Ippo namo Ishwaranu illa, Brahmanu illa, enna artham? Samsari enna. we have got a partial attachment to some people, some objects. We hate aversion towards some objects, some people. That's why we, the human beings, are miserable samsaris. Either you have to become Ishvara or you have to become Brahman. So Ishvara, you can have enjoy. Life is a sport. You are asangaha, asangohi, asangohi, ayam purushahana, you are a Brahman. Maya rahitam, Brahma. Maya sahitam, Ishvara. No problem. Rundu katta namada, partial attachment. So therefore, come out of attachment. So Ajnani is having partial attachment, therefore he is samsari. So in total attachment, there is ragadvesha. In total attachment, there is ragadvesha. Attachment is there. Partial attachment, there is ragadvesha. In total attachment, there is no ragadvesha. The human beings are having what? Ragadvesha, partial attachment. But Ishvara is not having any ragadvesha because he is having total attachment. He loves crocodile also, he loves scorpion also, he loves snake also, he loves peacock also. That is called Ishvara Bhava. Ragadvesha Abhavaha Eva Jivan Muktihina. Another benefit is Ahankara Mamakara Tyagaha. So many benefits. Ahankara Mamakara Tyagaha. I-ness and mindness. I am free from I-ness and mindness. Dropping the Ahankara, dropping the Mamakara. Samsara is nothing but Ahankara, Mamakara alone put together samsara. Ahankara means a body identification. I am, my body, myself, that identity with the body is called Ahankara. What is Mamakara? Mama means belong to me, mineness, my son, my daughter, my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law, my grandson, my granddaughter, my friends, my, this my irukkaliyo, my kanda. The my chonna, my kanda anna. And the maikkathilandhu velila varanum. When this maikkam comes anna, because of body identity. The body identity leads to other identities na. Mamakara comes. So how to come out from the body identity means look down upon this body. Dosham, you have to see in the body. You have to see the plus points for spiritual upliftment. You have to see the dosha for vairagyam. Okay. You have to see the plus points of the body-mind complex for spiritual upliftment. You have should not develop attachment, you have to see dosha also. அது எப்படி பார்க்க முடியும் சுவாமி? ஏதோ ஒன்று தானே பார்க்க முடியும். குணமும் தோஷம் ரெண்டும் எப்படி பார்க்க முடியும்னா பார்க்கணும். அதுதான் விவேகம். ஹவு அ ஸ்வான் கேன் செப்பரேட் த மில்க் அண்ட் வாட்டர்? இஸ் இட் நாட் இட் இஸ் ஏபிள் டு செப்பரேட் த மில்க் அண்ட் வாட்டர்? யூ ஹாவ் டு செப்பரேட். The whole job enquiry is nothing but sorting out. Okay, sorting out job. What? Anatma, anatma, atma, atma, this sorting out. This is called discrimination. Viveka, atma, anatma, viveka alone is the direct means. And atma, anatma, vivekam illamal yavala padichalum koda, you may write notes, you may listen to cassettes, you may buy CDs, you may listen years together without this analysis, enquiry yourself, the sorrow will not go away. Ajnana will continue. Therefore, ahankara mamakara tyagaha. The last benefit is anandaha. He sees birth of near and dear objectively. A jnani, jivan muktaha, by all these benefits, he look at the birth of near and dear objectively, he sees. And their growth also he sees objectively. My own body growth, my own family members' growth also objectively I see, not subjectively. I will not take into my inner core. This is a natural phenomena going on. Body is also growing, natural phenomenon. Objectively I say, I don't enter into that field because I have no control. That is called seeing objectively. Growth also I am seeing objectively. Decay also see objectively. What decay? Hair fall, pallu fall, illa fall, fall, fall. Inna false illa fall thane. One day the false one has to fall. Tooth has to fall, hair has to fall, everything will fall. The decay means in the party pair decay. Theriyuma? Decay and anardham, that which is decaying anardham. The whole thing is decaying. அப்படி இல்லை சும்மா சொன்னேன். அந்த பார்ட்டி வேறு இந்த டீகேயிங் என்ன டீஜெனரேஷன். டீஜெனரேஷன் ஆல்சோ லுக் இட் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ்லி. டோன்ட் கெட் நோ எனி சார்ட் ஆஃப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தட் பாடி பிகாஸ் இட் ஹேஸ் டு டீஜெனரேட். தேர்ஃபார் ஆக்செப்ட் வாட் முட்டி வலி என்ன, ஆக்செப்ட் பல்லு வலி, ஆக்செப்ட் தலைவலி ஆல்சோ, எல்லாமே ஆக்செப்ட் பண்ணணும். டோன்ட் ரிஜெக்ட், டோன்ட் ரெசிஸ்ட். But take care of, give medicine. Okay, provide the medicine, doctor, treatment, okay. But never grumble. Why I grumble too much? Because of, I don't have objectivity. People, generally, they are developing lot of abhimana on the body. You need not go for that any college to develop abhimana on your body. Enna training venu? Porakkum bodhe varadilli abhimana. And the abhimana natural ave varu. But to come out of that abhimana, very, very difficult. Vairagyam is required. Then the growth, the decay, death also I see objectively. Because you cannot stop, including your own body. Look at objectively. This is called Ananda Prapti Sadhanam. So inner freedom lead to inner Ananda. With this, Bhrigavalli is over. Taittiriya Upanishad is also over. There are four vallis. Really speaking, there are four vallis in Taittiriya Upanishad. Narayana valli is also another valli. But Narayana valli, generally we won't teach. We won't teach because there are more karmakanda mantras. Maximum karmakanda mantras, shraddha mantras comes there. Puja mantras comes there. Therefore, Narayana valli, generally we don't take here. Not only that, Shankaracharya wrote commentary only for three vallis, not Narayana valli. In Taittiriya Bhashyam, he wrote Bhashyam only to three vallis. Not this Narayana Valli. Therefore, this is for chanting Narayana Valli is very fine. You can learn for chanting, but not necessary for Atma Jnanam. This Taittiriya three Vallis are sufficient to attain Brahma Jnanam. So, first Valli is Siksha Valli. Second Valli is Brahmananda Valli. Third Valli is Bhrigu Valli. With these three vallis, we got karma kanda, upasana kanda, minimum sadhanas. Then comes the Brahma Vidya, main portion is in the middle portion. In that, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma is the Mahavakyam. That analysis we have to read again and again thoroughly. And thorough study of Brahmananda Valli alone helps the person to own up his or her real nature. And this is the toughest Upanishad. Taittiriya Upanishad. That too, Brahmanandavalli is the more toughest portion. But we have completed these three vallis of Taittiriya Upanishad. The important mantras, we can take in the last portion. How Jeevan Muktaha express his joy in her. The 10th Anvakalu from onwards. Iman Lokan Kamani Kamarupyan Sancharan. From there onwards, the benefit is given. Saishchayam Purusha is a Mahavakya mantra. Even though all mantras are important, but wherever Jnana Phalam comes, they are highlighted. We have to look into that. That Nirguna Brahma is given. Sayaschayam Purushe Yaschavaditya Sayekaha. Another Mahavakya. Sayekaha. Up to last, this is fully Samaganam. It comes under Samaganam. So, the benefits we have to remember. Those benefits are coming or not in my personality. We have to check ourselves. Then alone we can see that Shastra is entering into my core. The benefits has to be watched slowly. One benefit, where the mind level, emotional level, and our thinking level, our clarity in thinking, that we have to check ourselves. Taittiriya students are not ordinary students. Taittiriya students mean qualified PhD students in artha. If we are going to do MPhil, now we have completed PhD course, now we are going to do MPhil, that is called Mandukya Upanishad. Much more difficult Upanishad, but is the Upanishad to be studied. Mandukya Upanishad. For that also Shankaracharya has written Bhashyam. So generally after Taittiriya Upanishad, our order is Mandukya Upanishad. That Upanishad has to be studied from the next class onwards. I am going to start. Why I am highlighting Mandukyam at the conclusion of Taittiriyam? Already Taittiriyam itself is difficult. Therefore, next to Upanishad much more difficult. Swamini already said. Therefore, we should not miss the class. Shankaracharya himself says, Mandukyameva alam. One Mandukya Upanishad is sufficient to attain Brahma Jnanam. Upanishad is very, very small Upanishad, 12 mantras. But for that, Sureshwaracharya wrote, Gaudapadacharya wrote Karikas. Hundreds of Karikas are there. In 4 volumes it comes. So very, very elaborate Upanishad. And that Upanishad is Mandukya Upanishad. Mundaka vere, Mandukya vere. Don't get confused. Okay. Mundakam is the first Upanishad. So the order is like this. Isha kena kata prashna munda mandukya tittirihi aitareyancha chandogyam brihadaranyakam. So we have completed what? Mundaka, kena, kata, kaivalya and taitriyam. So in these classes I take 6 Upanishads. In one place only I am taking 10 Upanishads. Here the 6th Upanishad we are entering is Mandukya Upanishad. And that Mandukya Upanishad, class onwards, I is going to teach some songs, Vedantic songs. That where that Mandukya teaching comes in certain kirtanas, Sadasiva Brahmendra kirtanas, and some more kirtanas are there, songs where the Mandukya teaching itself comes there. Therefore, I taught those songs in my previous Mandukya course also. This course also, I am planning to teach those songs from Mandukya Upanishad class onwards. Therefore, I request the students to come early. If you want to learn those Sadashiva Brahmendra Kirtanas, Vedantic songs, the whole Brahma Vidya comes there. So you can sing Brahma Vidya. Understand? You can sing. With this, we'll conclude with again Shanti Patha. Same Sahana Bhavatu.
Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harih Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.